This is Tidbits, bringing you the Mac news for the rest of us on September 17th, 2007. I'm Adam Angst, and join me now for my final edit pass of Mac Market Share Rising at Cornell University, written by me. So what is Apple's market share? It's a tricky number to figure out in the best of times, and I've often argued that it's essentially meaningless statistic anyway, since companies like Dell and HP sell heavily into business settings where the users have no say in what they'll use, whereas Macs are purchased primarily by individuals spending their own money. They're completely different markets. But the situation becomes more interesting if you have an apples-to-apples comparison. In chatting with friends at Cornell University, I learned that Cornell keeps statistics on the operating systems used by the 6,842 students connecting to the Ethernet-based ResNet, Cornell's residence hall network service. This is not all Cornell students, just those living in the dorms. The ResNet breakdown is quite a bit different from the single-digit percentages often associated with the Mac market share and shows Apple in a much more favorable light. Overall, Macs are used by 21% of Cornell dorm dwellers, compared with 78% using PCs. Most of the Macintosh share is, of course, Mac OS X, the 4% claim to be running Windows on an Intel-based Mac, which means they're also almost certainly running Mac OS X, and a mere 0.12% are running Mac OS 9 or older. That's eight hardy souls, if you were wondering. On the Windows side, Windows XP has the lion's share at 49%, with Windows Vista at 22%, Windows XP Media Center Edition comes in at 7%. Students rely on their computers for music and video entertainment, so this percentage isn't surprising. And other versions, Windows NT 2000, Windows ME, and Windows 95-98, are in use by only 23 students. That's just enough for two soccer teams and a referee. In terms of serious geekery, Unix or Linux is in use by only 0.53% of students, about 36, and 5 students are apparently still relying on quote-unquote other operating systems. I like to think there's one person each running ProDOS, OS2, TRS-DOS, Amiga OS, and the BOS, though I can't imagine that all of those even support Ethernet. Needless to say, you can't extrapolate to the wider world from these numbers. Just because 21% of Cornell students living in the residence halls use Macs, it doesn't mean that Apple has 21% of the overall market. Nor does it mean that Apple has 21% of the college student market, since students attending an Ivy League university like Cornell may have different demographics than students going to other colleges or universities. If you have access to similar statistics to other institutions, send them to me and I'll investigate further. Even if you can't extrapolate, you can look at historical trends, since Cornell publishes a page with the basic Mac versus Windows statistics for ResNet subscribers. Although contributing editor Mark Anbinder tells me the numbers before 1999 may suffer from underreporting, since students weren't required to list their operating system when they signed up, several facts jump out at me from these numbers. 1. In the first few years, Mac OS percentages were much higher, 41%, falling to 12% in the first 4 years. That could have been due to a much higher percentage of Macs, but I suspect Mac users of that time were more likely than Windows users to sign up for ResNet due to easier networking configurations. Or perhaps Mac users were simply more likely than Windows users to report their platform when signing up. Either way, the numbers probably aren't all that valid. From 1999 on, when students were required to list their platform when signing up, the percentage of Mac OS using students on ResNet dropped slightly from 6% to 5%, and then started rising again to 10% in 2005. That's not too impressive, but the next 2 years' percentages are 14% in 2006, and this year's 21%. That's a huge jump, as you can see in this graph. So one way or another, Apple's market share among Cornell students connecting to ResNet has increased from 5% in 2002 to 21% in 2007. Clearly, Apple is back in higher education, at least in this little corner of the world.